Diane's story. Diane was diagnosed at the age of 55 with a small tongue cancer and underwent local treatment, but it came back several months later when she needed major reconstructive surgery and required radiotherapy.
The hospital found that lump on my tongue, actually, not myself. I'd gone for about 10 years, each 6 months, to the dental hospital with a sore tongue, and they just checked it. This particular time, my tongue had been very sore, and I was in for exactly the next day. And when I got there, on the side of my tongue was this small red lump that I'd never noticed. So I'd never gone to a mirror and stuck my tongue out and seen it. But there it was. And they removed it, just a small part of the tongue. And at the time, Simon said he prefers to take a larger area than he did do. But he just sort of keep an eye on me. Regularly felt my jaw around here. When about 10 days later, and I was doing it, I thought, I'm sure this isn't there. And I was giggling about. So the next day, it was Tuesday when I know he has a clinic. When he's over the Royal, and I asked her to see him, and of course I could see him. And he felt the lump too. And a few days later, they put a needle in it. And I think a few days after that, I went for an MR scan. I went back then, and it was a big room full of doctors, all very serious. And he said, yeah, mischief. I think that's Simon's word for it. Mischief. I then was going back in for the big operation. He said he would also go back to the area of my tongue. He'd remove that original lump and remove a bigger area. So I think it was the beginning of July. I then had the big op. And then you're wired up to drips and catheters, a trachea, the works. So couldn't speak for a while, so I used to have a notepad. But strangely enough, although it's such a big operation, nothing hairs. I thought when I wake up, everything was hairs, especially my tongue. But strangely enough, it didn't. Tongue hurts now, but that is from the radium I had later. So I was in hospital about 4 weeks, in for Zachary. And then came home in the August. And the beginning of September, I started radium at Clatterbridge, which went on for 6 weeks. And that was quite intense, and I find that actually more difficult than the op. And although the blasts, I hadn't went long, 19 seconds used to count. With my throat, it was getting very sore, and coughing. I think I coughed every second night and day. So I didn't sleep because I coughed. Couldn't talk because I coughed, and gradually my voice really faded away. And when I tried to talk, I would just cough. So I gave up talking and just did sign language to everyone. And it's only 6 weeks, but the radium goes on working for about another six. So it was 10 the Christmas before I started to feel okay, and the spring the following year before I felt fine again. During that, I did meet other people, which was lovely, because we're all on the same diet. Bland foods and soups, you know, pizzas and chips and steaks, but it's a small price to pay. Find some words hard to say. Tongue doesn't do L's and R's, but people seem to understand me. Telephone's a bit harder when people aren't seeing your face, because I think people lip read a bit. But it wasn't the ordeal I thought it was, and you can survive this.
As a family member, I tell anybody who's having the operation to be very positive, and there's quite a good life at the end of it. It's a tailored life, but there's nothing wrong with our quality of life. We still go on holiday, still go out for days out. But, you know, you can. It's just a question of whether you're that type of person that can adapt. I think it's just basic. The main thing is it's just giving support, really, because the person's so down and you must feel helpless just lying in bed. Everything's got to be done for you. You can't really do anything, you know, food-wise, thinking-wise. Everything's got to be done. So I think the stronger the people are who have the operation mentally, they will get through it a lot quicker than somebody you know, who isn't like that.